Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is often asked regarding, something that happens to all of us. That question is regarding the time when we become ill and we become sick. You know, we have many hadiths and prayers which have been transmitted from our infallible imams, alayhim assalam, regarding prayers that we should recite when we get ill. For example, if you get a fever, you should recite this prayer. If you have a stomach ache, you should recite this prayer. If you have a cold, recite this prayer. If you have a certain pain in your knee or your leg or your arm, you should recite such and such a prayer. We have a prayer for almost any and every ailment. So the question arises with these prayers which have been transmitted from the Aimma alayhi wasalam. And it's interesting to note that if you read the hadith regarding a lot of these prayers which have been transmitted, the context in which they have been transmitted is such that it makes one to believe that referring to a physician is not really necessary, because these people come to the imams, right, in these hadiths. They say that, we are sick, I have this ailment, you know, is there any prayer for me that I can recite, to get, cured? The imam would tell this person the prayer, the person would go and pray, and he would be cured. In none of these hadiths do we ever read that the imam says, here's the prayer, but before you pray, go and, refer to the doctor, right? So it kind of gives one the impression that there's no need to actually refer to the physician. One can just recite these prayers and, one will be cured. In order to respond to this question, we can refer to a very famous hadith and transmission which has been related to us from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, "A prophet from amongst the prophets fell sick and said, 'I will not treat myself with medicine until the one who made me sick heals me.'" So he was under the impression that he could, just pray and recite du'as and, ask Allah for shifa and a cure without actually taking medicine. When he said this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following to him. He said, "I will not heal you until you treat yourself with medicine, for verily the healing is from me." Meaning, Allah told this person that if you want to treat yourself, I will heal you, but I will heal you through the medicine. Right? In other words, this prophet was under the assumption that, taking medicine is kind of detriment to referring to God and asking Him for a cure, whereas Allah, He guided the prophet and informed him that by referring to the medicine, you're not turning your face away from me. You're not, asking for an alternative cure. Because I treat you, but I will treat you through the medicine, right? So you're choosing the medicine is not an act of choosing, medicine over me or my cure. So we should pray, but at the same time, these cures that Allah Ta'ala has provided, these cures through these medicines. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at referring to medicine and physicians at the time of ailments. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.